how many people here are engaged on Twitter, are using it? And who is following APHA's conference today using the hashtag APHA 2014? So really, we're all engaged. All of us who are following the conference and tweeting using the hashtag, we're all engaged in a big old Twitter chat with each other. And for me, it's been really awesome to have this conversation with other attendees when I'm not even, you know, next to them or in the session or hearing about it or whatever. So this has been really, really fabulous. So, oh yeah, I'm totally clean. No divorce. And acknowledgments. Yasmin just had this little cutie, Evie, which is really the reason she's not presenting this information, because she's really been our superstar in getting NCAN's Twitter chats off the ground. And Irene Liu also helped with this. So, okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about what a Twitter chat is and why we do them, who's out there chatting, and then I'll get into some brass tacks about how we get it done and how we measure success. Okay, so does everybody kind of know what a Twitter chat is? We already heard a little bit about it. So you use the hashtag and you can create a conversation. And so at NCAN, we do these once a month. We tie it to a particular topic each month that we're pushing out content on. And we've labeled it NCAN Chat, and we've been doing that for a couple years now. And so we actually, you know, it's a science organization. We're a research organization at NIH, and we work with a lot of scientists, and it's taken quite a bit of conversation to really help them understand why we do this. And it's really, we provide science-based information. You know, this is sort of a brave new world, and it's really fun because no longer are we printing up a brochure and putting it on a table and hoping somebody takes it and likes it. Now we can have these conversations and hear from people what their questions are, what their feedback and viewpoints are. It allows us to raise the profile of our information, not just to the people who are following us, but to the people who are following them. It's sort of that Purell commercial, remember? Maybe I'm too old. She told two people and she told people and so on and so on. And it positions us as an authoritative source of science-based information. When you're talking about complementary and alternative medicine, there's a lot of information out there that's not so science-based and not so authoritative. So it's helpful for us to break through. But one of the key reasons we do this is collaboration. Now, I'm sure all of you in your organizations find that sometimes you feel like you're working in a vacuum, right? And you're not always talking to people who are doing similar work. Maybe you're not even always talking to people in your same organization, but in another department. This has really allowed us to reach out throughout NIH and beyond and engage people and have a conversation with the public together. So this is just a snapshot of some tweets that we did on smoking cessation back in, I think this was early 2013. And it was just so great. And what's also so great is when you get some of these organizations, let me just go back, who have like hundreds of thousands of followers, so you're really reaching people that you wouldn't ordinarily reach. And then I thought this was cool because this particular person, she's, you know, an influencer, what we call influencers, and she asked, you know, was this topic something you all would study? And we said, you know, Here's what we do, here's what we know about. And she said, oh, well, maybe I'll take this back to my organization. So who's chatting? This is a good tool to really get a handle on who is out there having healthcare-related tweet chats. This is Simpler, S-Y-M-P-L-U-R. And you can see they follow healthcare Twitter chats. And you can see who's chatting. You can register your tweet chat on it. And then it also measures analytics. So a little bit about the process. Okay. Let me just go through this. Here we go. Okay, so first we pick the topic. and we draft this tweet script. What we do is we take like a fact sheet that we have, or you know, and we break it down into all of these little nuggets of information. We pick the players. We choose an expert from our staff. We reach out to other offices. And again, I already talked about how important it is to have good partners. Promote the campaign. So it's not just on Twitter, but then we reach out to other organizations. Scope has done some nice work for us. They're at Stanford promoting the Twitter chats. And NIMH, you can see how. And we can see when you get these retweets, NIMH has, I don't know, like hundreds of thousands of followers, maybe a 250,000 followers, so we always feel like that's a big score. So then we actually do the chat and we can look at the stream of conversation. This is our war room during one of our Twitter chats. You can see everyone sort of gathered around. It's my big head right there. And then we look at the engagement during the chat, and we see what people are interested in. Now, I will say that there are times when we'll have a critic or a skeptic or somebody who is sort of a naysayer, and they chime in. And at NCAM, we actually have a few of these. And so it took us a little bit of time to figure out, what do you do when somebody's trying to derail the conversation? What we have learned is if they're asking a legitimate question, you can answer it. But we've also seen that either the community polices itself or the community just drowns out the negative conversation. Because people aren't there for a negative conversation. You know, they're there to learn. They're there to talk. So it really becomes noise, and not very loud noise. So it's hard, though, when somebody's, you know, poking at you. It's hard to, like, just keep your cool, but we've learned that's the best way to do it. And then every once in a while, you have a really good topic. This one was on fish oil supplements, and we were able to partner with lots and lots of different institutes and centers at NIH, and we were actually trending for a time there. I thought that was cool. And then other engagement strategies, you know, Richard Besser has weekly Twitter chats as well. Very, very successful, and there have been times where we've been able to partner with him or just participate in his chats. And then we look at success. We look at the numbers, but we also look at the sentiment. How did the tweets come across? How did they feel about it? Did they give you good feedback? Did you find, sometimes it's cool because you just see people having cross conversations. And you can just, you know, you can participate, you can answer questions, but it's nice to see when you're the catalyst for a bigger conversation. So we have definitely found that finding the right partners and consistency has helped our metrics. So we did a yoga chat in August 2012, and you can see we reached over 500,000 accounts. And then a year later, we did it again, and reach 1.5 million accounts. So we feel like by continuing to do this and finding those topics that are really interesting and getting the right partners, you really do get a good reach. Again, this is the simpler analytics, and this allows us to look at some of the metrics. So I pulled this about a week ago for a chat that we recently did. And then I was curious. CDC chat has been doing lots of Ebola conversations, and those have been really amazing. Not just from, it's just the volume. And the amount of misinformation that's out there about Ebola and the opportunity this has provided them to engage people and really tell them what the true story is. So back to my piddly little 8 million impressions. 305 million impressions. Now that's potential. The other resource I want to make sure you all know about is Storify. So when you after you have your chat, you can archive it on Storify. It lives there forever. So, you know, after a while, tweet chats on Twitter will just kind of disappear. But if you storify it, then you have it forever and you can share it. This is NCAM's social media handles, and we hope that you all will engage with us. Do you have any questions? Or I guess we'll have questions afterwards. Okay. Thank you.